Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Ask you now to react to the game last night. We're asking you on our Twitter, our Facebook, and a lot of conversation. If you're not able to get in, this is just a first crack course all day long with Rick and John and Dukes and Bell and into the bunker mentality and whatnot. What was the main reason? The main reason, we want you to answer our question today on our show. What was the main reason the Falcons lost to Philadelphia in the season opener? Was it red zone failures? And here we go with that again. Was it too many penalties? Was it the passing game, which was, there were drops, there was Matt Ryan. Hugh Matt Ryan was awful. He was awful last night. Not worth $100 million, that's for darn sure.
Yeah, he was. There was a lot of, you know, there was a lot of blame to go around. But when you're the franchise quarterback and you're the guy that everybody's looking to lead, you have to play better than you did. I mean, and one would argue that between the two quarterbacks, Matt Ryan is the better one. But last night, he didn't look like it. They looked like they were evenly matched for a long time.
All right,
Nick Foles finally got it together.
And we go to your calls and your reaction here. We begin in Conyers with DJ. He's on with John and Hugh. Morning to you, DJ.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. What was the main reason the Falcons lost last night, DJ?
In my opinion, I think it was the play calling. I mean, if you look at that first drive, you know, you go with a heavy package for four straight plays, and you can't get in the, you can't get in the end zone. That's the same thing they did last year in the playoffs. The same thing. Devontae Freeman was having a bad game, and you go four straight plays with a heavy package. Not one time that Julio even touched the field.
Yeah.
You know, even on the last possession, you got, you know, Julio being bracketed, double teamed, and, you know, you don't even attempt to put Tevin Coleman in the game, which he was having a good game in the playoffs, and he was having a pretty good game last night. You don't even put him in the game to, you know, to put his speed against those linebackers. That was the mismatch, and you never went to it the whole game.
Is it play calling or is it execution? Hugh, we've been going back. Dan Quinn says it's execution, but other people seem to think, you know, you're running stretch plays with Devontae Freeman, and you're not trying to actually pound the ball through the middle of the line, which may be easier said than done, obviously.
Well, pounding the ball through the middle of the line against that defense would be kind of hard. There were a couple plays where they broke through, but to consistently try to eat doing that, John, that would have been tough. I think it's more of the execution because the plays are going to be the plays. I think that the timing might be somewhat of an issue. Sometimes there would look like times where receivers were open, but, you know, the window closes so fast when you're working so, you know, it's they don't have to defend the deep ball. Everything is so close together. So the windows close faster. So I'm going to go with execution on that one because the ball has to get out the quarterback's hands quicker. Receivers got to get out there, they got to break out of their routes quicker, things of that nature. So I'm not so much going to blame it on the plays. I'm going to blame it on the execution in this situation.
All right, you're going to weigh in here. If you can't jump into the phone, call it 404-741-0929 on our Twitter, at 929thegame. We go to Alex in Athens. Alex, what was the main reason for the Falcons losing this game?
I just want to piggyback off the other caller. Yeah, I think it has to do with play calling. And I understand where Hugh's coming from, the execution. But if you look at the execution, yes, there were dropped balls, but there wasn't as we were expecting. And not, but with play calling also comes with personnel. Look at that big third down, which Eric Sauber, our third string tight end, was in there. You know, that goes with play calling and coaching. And, you know, play calling is like, you know, if, you know, we're in the red zone and we're going three straight times with Julio or four, I can't remember how many it was. So it's just, I mean, it's obvious that it was going to Julio. And, you know, it's putting Tevin Coleman out wide, you know, why not leave him in the backfield and then make them run a pattern. But, yeah, I blame it on Sarge, but still early. So I guess we'll have to see in the Carolina Panther game
Damned if – thanks, Alex, appreciate it. Are you damned if you do, damned if you don't, when you get down there to target Julio? If you don't target Julio, people scream at you, why the hell aren't you targeting Julio?
Man, Julio is your best player. Julio just got $2 million. He got $2 million pocketed for him. The ball is going to him. You have to be more creative in how you get him the ball. Now, in that situation, what we're talking about, John, the last couple of plays of the game, I think there that's when you have to be a little bit more creative because everybody knows you're going to go to your number receiver. He's the one that's the hottest guy. He's been the hottest one for you all night long. But in that situation there, John, if we're talking about that scenario and we know that he's going to be covered, somebody else has to step up. But it's on the quarterback to see that person and make those decisions. To me, if there's a knock on Matt Ryan from last night, I think that there were times, and I understand it, because being in that pocket and you know, people around you, it's hard to throw. You have to get ready to football. You have to get ready to football. If there's a knock that I have on Matt Ryan from last night, it was that a couple of times I thought that he took sacks that he didn't have to take. Now, that's easy for me to say from sitting in my recliner up in the press box watching it, you know, eating a chicken finger. It's easy for me to say that because I'm not there out there on the field. But when you see quarterbacks in positions like that and they know that they're getting heat, they have to improvise. And I know that Matt Ryan isn't a mobile quarterback to the extent of Aaron Rodgers, but there were times last night where he extended the play. In a situation like that, you got to do what you got to do. And he did for the most part, but there were times last night where, man, I'm looking at it like, dog, you gotta play better. You gotta put this team on your back sometime. And sometimes Julio isn't always the answer. You gotta get everybody else involved.
The failures in the red zone, is it too many penalties? 15 penalties, 15 for 135 yards last night, or the passing game in general, which was ineffective, and I think that's being kind to say. Chuck's in Atlanta, he's on with John and Hugh. Hey Chuck, what was the reason the Falcons?
Good morning, guys. Hey, is that Chuck Hugh? First of all, Hugh, you are dead on. Second, it's against the law to criticize Matt Ryan, so I'm not going to even go there. But the thing is, you got to get more butts and thighs. If we need to get a defensive lineman and put them on the line, that's what we got to do on the goal line. It's all execution. The tight end did not make one block going on the outside, not one block on any of those extend plays. We got the worst tight end in the league right now. That's what's hurting. And if you know your quarterback is not mobile, if you know your quarterback got to have a clean pocket, then invest in some linemen. If Tom Brady can stand there like a statue with two cement knees, then go off one of their linemen in free agency and get one of them. Because we have no line play at all. We need more butts and more ties.
Yeah, well, I mean, yeah, there is something to be said for the fact that that line is not pushing people off the ball. I mean, you were talking last year's game, this year's game. We've seen it time and again, third down issues. The team is fine in second down and eight. They're terrible at third down and one.
Yeah, and you know, you played against a really good defensive line in the Philadelphia Eagles on both sides of the ball, man. But I can point out that there were times where they blocked. They did their job. And, you know, quarterback has to throw the ball. Again, and this is not me putting all the blame on Matt Ryan. That's not what I'm doing. But I've been in games where I've heard offensive linemen tell when Donovan was playing, hey, man, come on, Fi, you got to let the ball go. You know what I mean? You know, my job is already hard. You know, I got Fletcher Cox and Haloti Ngata over there in the middle, and you're making my job that much harder when you're holding on to it. You have coaches in the NFL, offensive coordinators, that tell you, hey, man, if the play is not there, throw the ball away, live to play another down. Now, I know during the course of the game, Matt's trying to make a play. But sometimes it's not there. If it's not there, it's not there, John. Throw it away. Don't take the sack. Don't take the negative yards. And we could go from that last drive in the fourth quarter. We can go in the fourth quarter period and look at some of the last drives. There were times in that game on drives that you needed to sustain that Matt was taking hits that he shouldn't have taken. He shouldn't have taken those hits. Throw the ball away. Throw the ball away. Live to play another down. The worst case scenario, it's second and 10, not second and 15. That's where that's the biggest problem that I had from last night's game, because there were times when you get a little bit of drive, you sustain the drive, sack here, or a negative yard play that buries you. And guess what? The defense is going to pin the ears back because you only have one option. You got to throw. You got to keep throwing the ball. You have to keep throwing it.
All right, we take Daniel in Decatur joining John and Hewitt this 9:32 in the morning here. Daniel, who's to blame more for this in terms of what is red zone penalties? Is it the passing game? Where did we lose the game?
I'm giving it to the entire offense from the top down, from the coaching all the way down to the third string and practice squad person. Because at the end of the day, you can't go in there, especially against a team like Philly, get to the red zone and not smack them in the mouth. I just can't see it. I don't understand how Matt Ryan has been in the league this long and is getting all this money and can't call an audible. It just baffles me. It don't make sense to me. He's underthrowing receivers. He's throwing behind receivers. You had people on the sideline wide open, but because you're focusing on one player, you're not seeing it. I don't understand it.
A lot of people are right up in their feelings here. I mean, whatever the issue is, it's existed now, Hugh, for quite some time, and it is a repeating issue. This is no longer something where we say, okay, Dan Quinn goes, oh, well, we got red zone issues, we got to fix them. Well, okay, we've heard that time and time and time again. When do you get? Remember last year, the whole move to Don Terry Poe went in to play fullback. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And then all of a sudden, Don Terry wasn't in at fullback. You know, and now we're not putting a jumbo guy back there at fullback. We're putting, you know, somebody else in. You know, Ricky Ortiz, who's, you know, trying to find his way, and he got smacked in the mouth a couple of times last night that I could tell. But that's why I was being somewhat facetious when I said, you know, hey, listen, let's get, you know, our version of Fridge with Grady or somebody, hand him the ball and just let him rogue grade right through the middle of that line. But I don't think I'm really overly kidding, because at some point you're going to have to figure out some other way to attack on third down and goal from the one, because what you're doing, not working.
You know, it's not working, John. But you know what I think about when I talk to my therapist, and they say that, you know, the definition of insanity is keep doing the same things over and over again. So at some point, if you're in toxic relationships or things are not working out, at some point you have to start looking at yourself and seeing what you could do better. And the common denominator in all of these red zone issues is the quarterback. So the quarterback has to look and see what he needs to do better. Because you got the weapons. You have the personnel, so you need to look at yourself and see what you can do better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.